AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland outline a series of actions aimed at cracking down on gun dealers and, with that, violent crime.
As part of our strategy, the Justice Department is creating five new strike forces to crack down illegal gun trafficking in the corridors supplying weapons to cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and the Bay Area.
Biden is also encouraging cities to voluntarily invest COVID-19 relief funds into policing and alternative crime reduction steps, such as increased community support and summer jobs for teenagers. An Indiana woman is the first person sentenced in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Anna Morgan Lloyd ordered to serve 3 years probation, community service, and pay restitution. Graydon Young, one of 16 members of the Oath Keepers group charged in the insurrection, has pleaded guilty to conspiracy and is cooperating with investigators. A federal judge says Young could face more than 6 years in prison. Prosecutors may seek even less time. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the border with Mexico on Friday. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's a connection with former President Donald Trump's planned trip to the border.
We have no way to predict what former President Trump will say when he goes to the border. We can only guess. But I don't think our view is that the vice president making a trip to the border with the Secretary of Homeland Security to assess and take a look at progress that's been made is going to prevent or change what the former president of the United States says when he goes to the border in a couple days.
Pop star Britney Spears asked a Los Angeles judge to end the court conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for 13 years. She's been fighting her father for control of her life and career since then. A sluggish mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 71, S&P fell 4, while the Nasdaq gained 3. This is AP News. A pedestrian bridge collapsed just before noon onto a busy highway in Washington, D.C., blocking the roadway and sending 5 people to hospitals. Deputy Mayor Chris Geldart says it is thought that a truck hit the bridge, causing the collapse. Several of the cars were also hit by the falling bridge. He tells WJLA they're just now trying to figure out how much it will cost to repair the bridge.
Fixing the bridge and replacing the bridge, we're going to have to do the estimate on that to see exactly what it's going to take. We have to inspect the moorings, the sides of it, to see what we need to do to replace it.
The 5 people taken to the hospital have non-life-threatening injuries. Traffic is expected to be shut down until late Friday. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott leaving the job after less than 2 years. Scott, a career agent, was appointed to the job by former President Donald Trump in January 2020. He enthusiastically embraced Trump's policies, particularly the border wall construction, which has been canceled by President Biden. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.